Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. The first reading we have today on this great feast of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came on the church. Oh, church, He came. The Holy Spirit leads us, inspires us. Sometimes, you know, I get thoughts in my head, and I thought, wow, I never thought that one before. And I said, well, maybe it's the Holy Spirit. You don't go around listening for voices, but there's sometimes just an inclination to do something, or you have a choice between something, and you think, well, it'd be better if I did that or this. Those are often prompted by the Holy Spirit. I often say, when I'm making a decision of any kind, come Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful. He's right there. And He does. He does help us. So let's take a look. O God, who by the mystery of today's great feast, sanctify your whole church in every people and nation, pour out, we pray, the gifts of the Holy Spirit across the face of the earth. And with the divine grace that was at work when the gospel was first proclaimed, fill now once more the hearts of believers through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. So, brothers and sisters, at the very beginning, the apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak. This is one of the things that they said, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. I don't mean that the Spirit takes their voice. They speak with their own voice, but the Spirit enters into their mind and their heart, and it's a powerful, powerful time. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together. And suddenly there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire. So the first apostles were able to see this. We don't see it. But it is on the feast day. Remember Him. In fact, remember Him every day of your life and ask Him, guide me, Holy Spirit, lead me. Talk to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And it says here, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different tongues as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven staying in Jerusalem. At this sound, they gathered in a large crowd, but they were confused because each one heard them speaking in his own language. They were astounded, and in amazement they asked, "Are not all these people who are speaking Galileans? Then how does each of us hear them in his native language? We are Parthians, Medes, Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, travelers from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, yet we hear them speaking in our own tongues of the mighty acts of God." Can you imagine what a shock that must have been? I mean, it would have drawn the crowd in just to listen. But they listened, and the apostles were preaching. They again began then to preach to them. And, oh, brothers and sisters, it must have been a sight at that time. And so we take a look here at Psalm 104. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are great indeed. How manifold are your works, O Lord! The earth is full of your creatures. If you take away their breath, they perish and return to their dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord be glad in his works. Pleasing to him be my theme. I will be glad in the Lord. Brothers and sisters, God sent the Holy Spirit to us to renew the face of the earth. Do you ask the Holy Spirit for help, especially when you need wisdom, or you need courage, or you need insight into the problem you've just seen? Whatever the case may be, God, help me. Jesus, Holy Spirit, come to me. Three persons, one God. You can call him by Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Or Father, Jesus, Spirit. He loves you, and he wants you to open yourself to know the Holy Spirit, to receive the Holy Spirit. You can do that. If you're a Catholic, you can go to the church and ask, how do I come in into the Catholic Church? And the priest will help you and show you. It'll probably involve a few lessons. Learn from them, because God wants you to draw closer and closer to him. Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. Please. Let's pray for that. In fact, I'd encourage you to pray that every day, just that verse. And then we read a letter from Paul to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 8 to 17. Brothers and sisters, those who are in the flesh cannot please God, but you are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit. If only the Spirit of God dwells in you. Whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his Spirit that dwells in you. Consequently, brothers and sisters, we are not debtors to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall backward into fear. You received a spirit of adoption through whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if only we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. Brothers and sisters, God wants you with him in heaven. And even if your life has been, as we say, bad or evil, you can turn around even today. Go to a priest and he'll help you. You can receive forgiveness for your sins. Please, brothers and sisters, don't say, oh, it doesn't matter, I'm going to die in a few years anyway. No, you can enter eternal life if you follow him. Oh, brothers and sisters, God sent us his Spirit. He sent us his Spirit because he wants that Spirit to dwell in us. We don't feel it, but we get thoughts in our mind that are very good, and you thought, never thought of that before. And know that all the time, Jesus himself prays for you and for me. And now we take a look at the Gospel of John. Jesus said to his disciples, John chapter 14, verses 15 to 16 and then 23 to 26. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always." That's the Holy Spirit. "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Those who do not love me do not keep my words, yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." I want to share another portion with you of John's Gospel, this time from chapter 20. And he's speaking of when, just when Jesus was raised from the dead. And he says, Gospel of John, chapter 20, "On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, 'Peace be with you.' And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, 'Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you.' And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, 'Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained.'" Just think of that. You don't have to look back. If you've gone to confession, it's gone. Please remember that. It's gone. You can begin a new slate. You can go to confession as often as you need to, because we all fail the Lord sometimes. But it's the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. And he can, what I say is, he kind of nudges me when I'm starting to get angry about something. It's just a thought. But God loves us. He cares for us. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.